3 took the present from his daddy's hand. A genuine toy hammer, he started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, he thinks big thoughts and he dreams big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. He don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. So he does his business behind closed doors and pretends that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, he says, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. Now Congress is saving Wall Street while they're watching Main Street fall. They got healthcare all figured out, but it don't seem to care much at all. As soon as they save this planet, they'll put the fire out in hell. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Yeah, they think big thoughts and they dream big dreams, but it's another man's sweat that pays for those schemes. They don't care how the little people feel, 'cause saving the world is a big freaking deal. They do their business behind closed doors and pretend that the world is just begging for more. When the stuff hits the fan, they say, don't look at me. If you got trouble, blame 43. There'll be a party come this November where we're gonna set things free. All good people gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail. When we're holding a hammer, when we're holding a hammer, when we're holding a hammer, every one of them looks like a nail.
Welcome back, everyone. As you probably know, when you hear that sound, that song, I'm right around the corner. Hey, this is Jack Bauer, and the name of the show is called The American Reconstruction Project. I've got a dual show tonight. The second hour will be Roger Sales, who wrote the book, Sovereign to Serf. Very good guy. First hour, I've got the Michigan General Assembly Group. They've been on with me before. And so if you want to ask any questions, let me give out those numbers here real quick. Those numbers are, to ask questions, is toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you just want to listen, that's 832-280-0800. But before we get going, I got to give out that disclaimer that you guys like so much. It goes something like this. Anything you hear on the show tonight, do not consider it to be legal advice. It is not legal advice. For one thing, legal advice only works on a planet far, far away where loss matters. Doesn't matter here. We show that on an hourly, weekly, daily effort every time we get into it. If you want to get some legal advice, feel free to go out and hire some shyster. That would be an attorney or the likes of Slippery Louie. And they'll be more than glad to take your money. Probably end up taking your house, your car, your kids, your wife, your cat, your dog. And if you're real lucky, just leave you out on the street. If you're not quite so lucky, you could end up in the Gray Bar Motel. But that being said, knock yourself out if you really want to go that way. You get a lot more information on shows like this one. The great people at RBN, we're not just complaining. We're giving out answers and solutions, which is what we need to do. Right after this first break, we'll be back and I'll bring my guests up. Stick with me. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
I've got the Michigan Assembly Group. I think it's a Destry. I'm going to take a stab in the dark here. Is that you, Destry? Michigan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Who am I talking to? Is this Destry?
Yes, it's Destry.
Great. Wasn't sure who it was. They're just getting back to me. Not a problem. Good evening, Destry. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. It's great to be here. Our main guest speaker should be on the line here somewhere, too, Robert.
I'm not sure he's on here yet, but we're waiting for him. Hopefully, he'll be calling in shortly. My producer is Mike, and he's real good at getting stuff to me as quickly as it comes in. So as soon as he has it, until then, let me give out that number one more time. We pressed for time tonight, which I had to the full, but oh well, another thing's happened. If you want to call in and ask any questions, that number is 800-313-9443. So let's go ahead and get right after with what you can tell me. What's been going on with the Michigan Assembly Group?
Well, we've been growing, moving forward, and getting to the point where the only thing we're looking for right now is enforcement.
Are you getting a lot of support from the populace, from the public in general? Are you getting a lot of defiance from the government themselves? What kind of reaction are you getting from what's been going on?
Now, we haven't gotten any defiance. None that I've heard of. All the public that does find out about us supports us.
Okay. Can you kind of bring us up to date what the Michigan Assembly Group is about? Because we have new listeners every week, and from last time they may not remember. What's it all about, and what are we doing?
Oh, we're reestablishing our original jurisdiction.
Okay, I'm showing here that two other people called, said they just want to listen and maybe comment later, but that's another story. If you have any way to get a message over to Robert, because he hasn't called in, I let Galen know, and he said he'd call in. But so far, I haven't seen him. He's not showing up here. So right now, it's just me and you.
Hi.
Go ahead and give out your website. You have a website, correct?
Yes, I do. MichiganDesure.org.
MichiganDesure.org. How long has your group been around, and what are they hoping for, and what have they done so far?
We're getting up to our 40-month period, holding assembly meetings, keeping track of minutes for the last 40 months.
What is your position? What is it exactly? Can you kind of give us a hint of what you guys are trying to orchestrate and make happen?
We're just trying to reestablish original jurisdiction lawful government.
That's what I was looking for. That was the keywords I was looking for. Great. And what exactly, how many members do you have so far, and how quickly are you growing, and how can more people get involved? Do they have to be in Michigan?
Each state is forming its own assembly. Ones in Michigan can participate with the Michigan Assembly.
So do you know of any other states that have got these groups already put together? Do you know of any of their names? Which states in particular are moving along with you folks?
Quite a few states are moving along with us, including the Union States Assemblies.
Okay. Great. So what is it's going to take to make some of this happen? What petitions, votes, what is it to retrieve what we've lost?
Well, one of the biggest things that needs to take place is all the assemblies and all the states need to work together. They need to get in communication with each other, work together, so we're all on the same page.
Okay, so again, is there a website that you have a website, we already covered that, but is there some place that they can get directly in touch with you? Does the website have a connection point?
Yeah, there's a contact us on MichiganDesure.org, and anybody can go into there and leave a message with a response contact, and we can get back in contact with them.
All right, I just Skyped Galen and told him, gave him the phone number to call in. Hopefully he'll be calling in here. Otherwise, we're going to do the whole show, just me and you. Apparently, there was a little loss of communication. Yeah, you know, there's so many things happening, changing in this world right now. It's incredible. Yeah, Galen said he did call in, but I guess I don't know what happened. Hopefully he'll call back. I gave him the phone number. Hopefully he'll call in again. what brought about this? How did your organization start? It's where you're at. Who came up with the idea and what got it to go?
Well, I wasn't involved at that time. I really don't have the solid answers on that one.
Okay. I'm telling him, Galen, gosh darn it. How often do you guys meet?
We meet once a month.
Is there a particular city, or is there different cities have different groups of the same, or what, how do you feel I'm going with this? I'm trying to get more information out on how to get involved.
I've got another guy that's I'm going to patch into your call here in just a second. I'm going to call him right now on my other phone. He can answer these better than I can.
Okay, great. Yeah, Galen apparently didn't understand. I told him to call in again, so hopefully he'll be coming back to us shortly. I think there was two of them that tried to call in, and they said they just want to listen. They would comment later. So again, we had a miscommunications here, and I do apologize if it was on my end. I very possibly blew it. I got stung by a wasp earlier this week, and I haven't been myself since. So, but that's another story. Who started your organization? Who was the founding fathers, for lack of a better term or better word?
Oh, that comes down onto Robert Gilman.
Robert Gilman?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Is there any way you can get hold of any of these guys to have them get hold of us?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, because it's going to be a real long show. We've got a break coming up here in just a short bit, in about another 5 minutes, but these kind of times go.
Give out the 800 number to call in again.
The 800 number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. All this information also is out there on my website. If you go to www.myprivateaudio, all one word, myprivateaudio.com, then the / button, followed by Jack hyphen.
I just got in contact with Robert. He didn't have the number.
Okay, good. He'll be calling in there. Okay, Galen's ready. Let's bring Galen up also. Hi, Galen.
Hi.
It's a little miscommunications going on there. Me and Destry have been covering it. How are you tonight, my friend?
Okay.
Good.
I thought I'd come on and call here and listen to you guys. And
well, we're trying to Robert. Hopefully Robert just got the phone number, so he's going to be calling in here shortly, and he seems to be the one in the know. What do you know about this group, Galen? How long have you been involved with it?
With you guys?
With the Michigan group, right, yes.
I haven't been involved with Michigan. I just, I've always gotten your newsletters and...
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were part of the group. I'm sorry.
I've been involved in the Republic for a couple of years now, and, it's kind of fallen apart there, and so we've been promoting, re-inhabiting the Constitution and a Republican form of government in Washington State here. It's where I live.
Okay.
And it's been pretty successful. We've got several hundred now in unity with each other.
Well, Galen, what I've found is pretty much everybody is in alignment with what we're thinking and what we're saying and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, when they hear it, it's real difficult. People go, how do you say what you say? Well, it's real hard to argue with me when you speak the truth and you speak logic. That's a real hard chore for anybody to battle. I mean,
yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
By using common sense and logic and truthfulness. You make them, sometimes they'll walk away almost in tears because I've belittled them so badly and made them feel so proper about the job that they're conducting, the rape and pillage that they're doing to the general populace. But that's just my way of looking at cops. I can probably tell I don't like them a whole.
I'm the same.
Yeah, I'm known for, that's quite an interesting, that's an interesting story too. I'm known for being probably the most hateful individual in the country when it comes to cops. I can't stand them. I've got news for them. I don't want to. I've got a real allergy to pork and I don't like them, period. I was just offered, they wanted me to be their spokesperson for the General Assembly of Sheriff Associations across the country. Whoa, now how did that happen? And unbeknownst to me, there are actually some decent cops out there. I'm amazed. There actually are some. And I've had the privilege of meeting a few and had some on my show, but they're sheriffs. They're not pigs/police. Police have I've got nothing to do with them. I don't want anything to do with them, but that's just me. Now, sheriffs are constitutional or they're ordained in the Constitution. They are a rightful office to be held there, and they're the highest office in the state or county that's elected by the people. And they're the only ones that are authorized to do anything when it comes to keeping the peace. Now, if they want to be policemen, we got a problem because I don't like police. And what's happening, what we see happening, as you guys probably are aware of, is the county supervisors, they control them with their purse strings. And we've got several places, as you know, right now trying to get rid of the sheriffs completely and just bring in the police because the little Gestapo ops, with their tanks and anti-ballistic stuff that they're carrying, it's military ordnance stuff, and that's how they're bought and paid by the feds. Yeah, which is wrong. We need to cut the feds' purse strings off, and some states are doing it. Texas right now is demanding several gazillions of dollars in gold. They want all their gold back that they've, it's going to bury them. And Texas, I think Texas and possibly California, the only two real states that I'm aware of that can actually pull off this, separating themselves from the union, that can pop. We got a break coming up here.
Okay.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jack Bauer here. Name of the show is called The America's Reconstruction Project. If you do want to call in, get in now, 800-313-9443. Now, I also have Robert and Joe on the line. Let's go with Robert first. Good evening, Robert. Robert, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you doing, Robert? Good evening.
I'm doing good. This is quite the ordeal here, trying to get dialed into this show.
Well, I try to make, you know... Everything is on my website, and yeah. All the directions and everything are there. So welcome to my show. You made it. Thank you for coming. And what can you fill us in on? We've got Nelson also. Is Nelson one of your group? I got Joe and Nelson out here also.
I recognize Joe. If it's the Nelson I'm thinking of, yeah, he'd be part of our group.
Well, let me go ahead and bring both of them up at the same time, and you guys just have to be, you guys know how these shows work. You can't talk over each other, so we'll kind of keep it together if we can. It would surely be appreciated from my end. So we'll go from there. We got about six, 7 minutes before we have a break, and then we've got a long 17-minute segment. So what can you tell us about it, Robert?
Well,
how's it growing? How's it
growing? When we was on your show, we kind of went through the process that we started out with, the Restore America plan, creating grand juries, and then we had to, when we were studying the documents, it became apparent that we couldn't be a grand jury at all times, so we had to take and look at the documents again, go back and do the research and due diligence. We come up with the fact that when all of this really started, there was a joining assemblies. So that's what we created, was an assembly, and we've been moving forward ever since. We took and did the process based upon what we know, and in mirroring the de facto's process, that the first thing you do is you create your circumstance. You give them notice, and if there's no rebuttals or no challenges to it, then you move to the next step, and that's basically what we've done. We're at a point now where the next step is very imperative, and I'll bring that into focus here a little bit later. And if Joe or Nelson has anything to add to it, I welcome them and I yield the floor.
Joe and Nelson, welcome to the show.
Hi,
thank
this
you.
Is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you this evening?
Pretty good, pretty good. Well, I wanted to add that since we've settled, we have settled counties, and we've given notice, placing notice in legal notice sections of the county, there has been no rebuttals, as well as local, national, and global legal notice sections of global newspapers, there has been no rebuttals from the corporate government known as the U.S. as well.
There's a question up here. Galen just asked, do you know how many counties you've got on board with this? How many are involved?
Oh, gosh. I don't have the number in front of me. Maybe Robert, or is Dustry still there?
We got Dustry, we got Robert, we got Nelson.
I'm unfamiliar with exactly how many counties we're at this point.
Do any of you guys know?
There are actually published counties. We have eight published. We have two that are sitting, waiting to be published. As everybody knows, money is tight. When you get into some of the counties here, people are living, you know, month to month, week to week. So it's very difficult for us to get some of this published because once they figured out what we was doing, guess what? Publishing prices went up.
Robert, let me ask a question here. Consider me just to be a dumb old redneck that doesn't understand some of this terminology. What do you mean by publish? Can you break that down for us so we know in layman's term what we're talking about?
Certainly, Mr. Redneck. I can break that down for you.
Thank you.
When you take in a challenge or have an issue to address with another party, one of the things that is imperative is that you give them notice. And what we're talking about when we say publish notice, if you go into any state, and in particular in the counties and even into some townships when you get into the larger states with the larger cities, they all have what is known as a legal publishing reg for notices.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yes.
That's what we do. We put it in the counties. Every county up here has a standard publication that all the lawyers and the courts and everything in here, they want to steal your stuff. They run a notice in there saying, oh, by the way, we're going to steal Mr. Redneck's stuff. And if he doesn't rebut this within 10 days or 14 days or whatever their time limit is, then we're going to go out there with the sheriff and throw all his stuff out on the road. That's what we mean by publishing.
Okay.
And when we published, the eight counties that have published, they have published it in their county newspapers, that little county news legal section.
Okay.
And when we did this, when we took in, worked with the one group and did a notice to The Hague, although there's a box of states that, you know, every state put the package together and it went supposedly in this one box to The Hague. Well, Michigan, standing on its own two legs and being high and mighty about it, we chose not only to send one in that group, but we sent in our own so that we would have a document trail and a chain of custody from our assembly to that office in the Hague, and we have all of that. And then what we did after that...
Robert, can you hold that thought? I got a break coming up here. I want to get into this right after. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Sure.
On the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Now, more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Jack Bauer here. Name of my show is called The American Reconstruction Project. I'm back here every week, same time, same station. We got Galen on the line here has a great question. I'm going to bring him up here in a second. I just had a bombshell dropped on me here. Scalia, our Supreme Court Justice, has apparently resigned. So there is so much going on right now behind the scenes that we don't know about. These guys are bailing ship left, right, and center, and I think they kind of sense that the lynch squads are right around the corner. I'm hoping they do anyway. Galen, are you with me?
Yeah.
Great. Go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I was wondering if Michigan was setting up grand juries and a judge and informing the current judicial system there that they are no longer needed, or are they going a different route? That's my question.
Did you understand their question, guys?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about, and we are aware of that. And, yes, we do have a project that we're working on with several other states to set up a common law court, just like Canada did. And so, yeah, that's in the work and it works, and we was aware that Scalia was on the verge of resigning here probably 5 months ago.
Wow.
Now I'm letting some cats out of the bag here that I don't normally do, but since we're on the show here and things are, in fact, happening very, very fast now, let me finish my notice stuff here, because
okay.
I don't want to forget that. That's a very important step.
Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
That's all right. That's perfectly fine. We ultimate notice was when we had noticed The Hague, we wanted to make sure that the entire globe, all the countries in the globe, and in particular the 57 countries that was in the Monaco Accords, knew that there was at least one state in the States that had walked through all of the steps just like the Founding Fathers had done. And we took and published the notice that we sent to The Hague in the Wall Street Journal in Asia and Europe and the United States. So it covered all of those 57 countries. A very important step is actually given that notice. And as far as we know, at this point in time, and that's simply because of my lack of ignorance of what any other state may have done, I think Michigan is the only state that has given global notice via the Wall Street Journal.
Robert, I'm gonna jump in here and ask you a question that's come to my mind. What is the significance of The Hague? What's that all about? I know there's a major significance. What's that all about?
Well, if you walk it back to the time that the Nuremberg trials went on at the end of World War II.
Yes, sir.
That was the court, the Nuremberg Court. So it has remained as the world court ever since. Whether or not it was being used for that or other things, I really don't know, but I do know that that was the main court that tried all the Nazi war criminals. It has been an international law court and business court because they have the International Business Office there where a lot of international businesses register.
Okay.
And so when the Pennsylvania group come upon that avenue and they exercised that avenue, it got notice, but it got notice from people who were more interested in money. I believe, this is just my thinking and my belief at this time, I have no way of really validating it, but I think there was a money group that got behind it and wanted to push it for leverage in a court. Now, whether okay. It worked for them or not, I don't know, but it was a definite positive step in telling the United States corporate government that we know they was corrupt, we know they are corrupt, and that they got to go. Does that answer that question for you?
Yeah. I know The Hague throws a lot of heat. If you get it filed with The Hague, it gives you a lot more horsepower, as I understand. Is that pretty much correct?
That's where we take it, is that once you have a notice filed there, then you have a little more traction.
Right,
getting
right.
Stuff organized and recognized.
Well, you know, you are our usurper-in-chief, Obambam. This guy is just hell-bent to leather to destroy this country. And if something doesn't happen soon and we aren't able to stop him, life as we know it, as far as I'm concerned, is over, is done. So we got another one of your guys, I think, on the line here. Craig, are you out there from Michigan? Do you know Craig?
Yeah, that's Craig.
Hi, Craig. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you part of this group?
Yeah, just a comment on those. When we were filing our county notices, the first three counties that actually published notices, the first one was Kent County, the second one was Ottawa County, and then Wayne County. And I actually took the paperwork down to the Grand Rapids Legal News, and the secretary actually changed the way I had the notice written. And there was a reference in there about United States of America. And I had it in a lowercase u in the notice. And she took it upon herself, she said, to change that from a lowercase u, we're talking about many things, as opposed to United States of America, uppercase u, which would be the federal government. And she changed the wording that I had from a lowercase u to an uppercase u. And when I caught that, I asked her, who made this change? I said, that's not the way my original document is that I wanted published. And she, the whole time, she wouldn't look at me. And she said, I did. And then I said, well, and I explained it to her why it had to be the other way. And she said, well, how do you want it handled? And I said, I need it published 3 weeks consecutively in a row. Uh-huh. And they did that to both the Ottawa County and Kent County. In the meantime, Wayne County down in the Detroit area filed their public notice and got it published, and there wasn't any shenanigans going on. Then we had somebody else come through and try to publish, and they said they wouldn't do it. And when they were asked why, they said they contacted the Michigan Bar Association, and the Michigan Bar Association told them not to publish it, not to allow it. And I said, there's the old adage that, you know when you're hitting pay dirt when you find out who your enemies are.
Yep, absolutely. I was going to go that direction and ask you, have you had any type of threats towards your safety, security? Have they burned any of your houses down, blown up into your cars, all those kind of neat things?
No, they did come. Robert might give the details on that, but we had a visit from somebody from the state police, and I think it was the Department of Homeland Security liaison.
I had them here at my house, too. Aren't they just fun?
Yeah, right.
I have so much fun. You know, because you're working with these clowns, they're inferior intellect right off the get-go. So they're easy to play games with and make them – I like to make them tap dance right in front of me. And, you know, my friends when they're around when I do any of this stuff, they're like heading for the hills like, are you nuts? What are they going to do? They can kill me, but they can't eat me. So let's get her on. Let's get her down.
Yeah.
So it will. The more the more effective you become – because essentially, as I see it, as I read it, and tell me if I'm wrong, you're possibly checking into these people's checking accounts and checkbooks and their way of life. And what I've seen for the most part when it comes to pigs slash cops and judges slash pigs, these guys are so retarded and they are so inept. They don't want to get real jobs. They couldn't even imagine flipping a hamburger to make a living. It's much more easy for them. We've made it so easy for them to rape and pillage us that it's our own fault. And now we're wanting to take it back, and we're meeting with some resistance. But we still outnumber them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have the type of work I do is fire and water restoration is part of what I do. And I was at a cottage in northern Michigan, and the homeowner was a sheriff from Oakland County, and I asked him about the if he knew about the NDAA, and he said yeah. And I said I got to give kudos to Oakland County. I said your commissioners just threw it under the bus, and I said they basically said they're not going to allow the NDAA to take a full force effect in Oakland County. And I said that's also happened first in Allegan County up here. And I had gone and spoke at a Tea Party meeting down in Allegan County, and there was two commissioners at that meeting, and I explained to them what was going on with our government. And it was nice to see, some back results of that as far as them being aware of how to look at things and understand what the federal government's doing. And anyway, the commissioners, both in Allegan and Oakland County, like I said, threw the NDAA under the bus, and that this Oakland County sheriff didn't know that. He thought that was fantastic. And then we told him about the Dick Act, basically supports our Second Amendment, reaffirms our Second Amendment rights, He was pretty thrilled about it. He understands exactly what's going on, and he said that there was quite a few people in his office that knew what was going on also, and they weren't supportive of it a bit. So that's the sheriff's side of it. I understand what you're talking about when you get into the corporate police and city police and stuff like that. But there seems to be quite a few sheriffs waking up here in Michigan that are starting to do the right thing.
That's what we're seeing. Like I say, I don't know if you heard the first part, but I am known for hating cops worse than anybody in this country and dang proud of it. I got no sense. I got no use for any of them. But I've had to redact that just a little bit because I've been brought some great sheriff's officers that, shoot, I told them, you bring the beer, I'll bring the drugs.
Just kidding.
These guys I could sit down and party with, though. We could shoot pool, drink beer, whatever. They're nice guys. But what I found, we've got a witch here in Fresno that's our sheriff. She's a lip service. She's nothing more than a dang politician. She's, you know, plugging for bucks. She wants to build more jails, even though they can't keep the one we have open because of budget cuts. And she's out there pounding for money. She's a liar, cheat, and a thief, in my opinion, which I'm entitled to. She just uses lip service. That's all she does. What I see, though, happening throughout the nation is these smaller counties, the cops, the sheriffs, actually know who you are, and they're willing to work with you and help you. I mean, it's like Andy of Mayberry, you know, back in the 50s. Those kind of cops I can handle and deal with because, and I've said all along, I've never wavered from this. If you're a cop, I'm your mortal enemy, as long as you're not doing what your job entails you to do. And your job that you took an oath to uphold was to protect my liberties and rights, period. Not to rape and pillage me, not to steal my stuff, not to try to put me in jail for revenue generation. If you're in that position, you and I, we got problems. And the only thing I have found to date about cops that I really like is they're so much fun to sue because they're so easy targets and it's a target-rich environment out there. And I always win. I make a lot of money off of suing cops. It's great. It's a great pastime and a great job. So, you know, that's my way of looking at it. And you have to have fun with it. If you don't, you'll end up going postal. So, give out your website again. And how do you know, Robert, I'm going to ask you because you seem to be the guy in the know here. How many different states have got organizations similar to yours where they're doing things with this? And how can they get in touch with you and you guys? Are you giving, if here in California, do you know of any organization here in California? I mean, this state here, as far as I'm concerned, if a good earthquake took it down into the ocean, it'd be a good start, but that's another story. The land of fruit and nuts, we call it. Is there anything going on here in California?
At one time, I knew there was stuff going on. There was some very good folks, but they got caught up with the Tim Turner group.
Yes, okay.
And kind of got themselves sidetracked. Well, you know, everybody has liberty to choose. Right. I was familiar with probably a good 15 people out there that I had met through various seminars and traveling and stuff, and every one of them that I've contacted here recently, they've all backed up so far that they don't even want to talk about it. and I got a good feeling why. We know that when Michigan was, because Michigan was involved with the Tim Turner group for a while, and then when we started finding out some stuff, we decided that we was going to separate, and that's what we did.
Well, so, I was very apprehensive on bringing you on the very first time we did a show because of that connection with Tim Turner, and Tim Turner, in my opinion, is a loose cannon that's just out hurting what we're trying to do as legitimate individuals, people trying to reserve our rights or gain our rights back. And that guy is so far out there, you know, where he's at right now is probably a real good place for the rest of us for him to be. But that's my opinion.
I think he started out on the right foot, but I think there was a gentleman that got connected with him, took advantage of him, and steered him the wrong way. And I'm just going to let it go at that because I like a lot of folks, have very deep reservations about anything that he was involved with for quite a while. Even one of his good time, you know, long time standing friends was telling him that, you know, you can't continue to do this because it's got repercussions.
Well, when he took on the godlike appearance that he was holier than thou and appointed himself president of this, that, and the other, I mean, because I kind of listened to his stuff and thought, well, it could go either way with this clown. But when he went that way, I'm like, oh, you know.
Yeah. Can we please stay on track?
Who was that speaking?
Yeah. Oh, that's Robert's wife, Marilyn.
Hi, Robert's wife, Marilyn. How are you this evening, my dear?
Very fine. In answer to your question about California, I was on a call with Mark Gardner from Nevada. He's got this, I don't know what it's called. It's not a RUSA call, which is Republic of the United States, which was Tim Turner. I don't know, it's a Republic something or other call, but there was a gal in California that was on there that was very interested in what I was saying, pretty much what Robert has talked with you about tonight and the Rod Class case and, you know, how we've been moving forward. And but there are other states that are in an assembly trying to get a handle of their members and to do similar things like what we're doing. It's just very slow because people...
Well, Marilyn, if you can, hold on. I want to talk to you a little bit more right after this break. We'll be back in just a couple of seconds.
All right.
That handle sticks on the passenger side. But she don't mind climbing in on mine, because that's where she rides. I work the clutch, and she shifts the gears.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And we're back to the last break of this hour. This is Jack Bauer, name shows for the American Reconstruction Project. I've got Chris in Las Vegas on the line since we're down to the last few minutes. Go ahead, Chris, are you with me?
Hello, Chris. I am, and I thank you very much for taking my call, and I appreciate all your guests from Michigan and their contributions. Although I do want to bring to your attention, especially Marilyn, in bringing the name of the reason that I am not any longer the Supreme Court Justice in the common law for the state of Nevada with the Tim Turner group, is because of Mark Gardner, who is in fact an imposter conservative as an agent provocateur, COINTELPRO change agent of misinformation and chaos. And that is precisely the reason I gave up my protective role for the people in Nevada that I had kept in spite of Turner's misactions. I had always perceived him to be some sort of a COINTELPRO agent, and
right.
there are those who allege he may be a twin.
Well, you know what, Chris, after we get off the show here this hour, get hold of my producer and get my information. I give him permission to give you my information. Get hold of me. I've got another 3 hours of shows to do, so it's a little rough to get hold of me this evening unless you wait 3 hours and I'll be free after that. So do get the information to me, because, or talk to me, you know, give me whatever you got. And like I said, get hold of my producer. He'll hang on with you and get that information.
Please do, and I honor their efforts, and I certainly agree everything except for perhaps noticing the UN and the IMF at the Hague with the Zionist control, and that exactly what the Nuremberg show trials were, a Zionist communist show trial, a Kabuki theater.
Well, great. Hey, thank you, Chris. Robert or Jestry, any of you want to comment on this?
I can comment on that. You know, I appreciate the guy's opinion, but whether or not he considers it Kabuki theater or not is irrelevant, because I have firsthand information from relatives who was there, and I realized that not everybody has an ability to reach out to a folk that has that experience. But Nuremberg was for real. They did take care of some very bad people. And whether or not anybody else in the world agrees with it, it was needed. Are we in that same situation at this point in time? I believe we are.
I agree with you 100%. We're down to about a minute and a half yet. Give out the information how they get hold of your website before we have to shut her down for this hour.
Sure. It's Michigan DeJour.org.
And your personal links are there, emails, however they can get in touch with you. People can go there.
They're all there. All they do is post, and then the people who monitor that site get right on to passing it around to the folks that's being asked to give them a shout.
Well, we still got Robert, Craig, Joe, Nelson, and Galen on the line. Any of you want to add to anything before we shut her down in about a half a minute?
This is Nelson. You know, I keep hearing talks of, you know, getting the sheriffs involved and everything. I just think we ought to use extreme caution, just for the simple fact that I think most of them are already programmed.
Well, again, I've had to change my opinion, and me having to admit it to a very good friend of mine who's a TV producer hurt worse than anything. And he's told me for years that we need the sheriffs out there, because when the New World Order comes to take over, they're one of the ones that's going to stand between us and them. And I tend to now agree with him to a point. Hey, guys, it's been great having you on the show. Next hour, we've got another good friend of mine coming on. You guys have a great evening. Get touch me later on this evening if you want. I'll be around. Thanks. Till then, thanks.
A genuine toy hammer. He started beating to beat the band. He hit the floors and the wall, broke a lamp in the hall, started swinging at the puppy's tail. When you're holding the hammer, everything looks like a nail. Listen now, he was the president, number 44. He says, trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail. When you're holding a hammer, everything looks like a nail.